Blog Talk Radio.
Why you mad, dog? 'Cause my chain is icy. That's one reason why the game don't like me. 'Cause I hopped out front. Why you chillin' with Vicey? Why that? I'm pop boots be played. Broke a jaw first. They called me heavyweight. Man, I'm in the case. Better go and get me space. Call me bluff, I let you clap first. Never been hit, but you could tell me it's bluff turn. Yeah, you could throw dirt, mine's just real. Call you BBQ, you like the grill. Dancing parties, not the type to kill. Get homesick, talking you get time in jail.
We in the big thing. 10th game, we switch lanes and them hot things. Crack bottles with your dame, it's a Bronx thing. Hood niggas with no shame, that a pop thing. Lay it down, that's the game.
Ball out. And we like to switch cars, switch chicks, switch phones. We like to switch bras. Who you know that's hard as us? If you wanna ride slow through your hood like a garbage truck, my team hard to trust, 'cause you know it's money first. First money, getting money on the first. My flow dope, and I ain't talking about that stuff you do, man. I'm talking about that crack that I spit up in the booth. And I don't know you, dude. Don't try to play me. I throw bodies in the air like humans do frisbee. Fools used to tell me that I'm a problem with more heat for blackouts like J Lo's album. I'ma show you how I'ma get you now, like 50. Then after that, put slugs in your 5950. You must be silly if you think you messing with why. I ain't talking scrapping when I say I'ma shoot five. You saw first with the nine behind me. I like the grind, just like Jamaican party.
We in a big thing. Pimp game, we switch lanes and them hot things. Crack bottles with your dame, it's a Bronx thing. Hood niggas with no shame, that a pop thing. Lay it down, that's the game. We in the big thing. Pimp game, we switch lanes and them hot things. Crack bottles with your dame, it's a Bronx thing. Hood niggas with no shame, that a pop thing. Lay it down, that's the game.
All right. Good evening, Dons and Divas. I'm your host, Rich Money, and welcome to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. Before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Excuse that. Now, last weekend, we had another great show. We had Peninsula Rice with the GQ General Question. We had up-and-coming artist Sasha J, a.k.a. Spitfire, and we had one of the biggest promoters on the scene, My Swagger Is Crazy, who's doing it again tonight at the Paradise Theater. So you still have time to get those tickets. The number to call is 917-553-7308. It's going down again. We have tonight, for the GQ General Question, Asia Cartwright. We have up-and-coming artist Dollar Rise in the building, and we will be playing his hot single, Big Money. And we have one of the biggest producers on the music scene tonight, and Angelic Voices. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. You don't want to miss this. It's butter, baby.
This is an Angie exclusive on Hot 97.
Like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it.
I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always a regret, yeah, I'm always a regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again, cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. She stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should.
Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me tonight, I have Asia Cartwright. Asia, welcome to the show. Hello, Asia.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking the time out to join us. So, Asia. Let me ask you, before we even get started, would you like to tell the listeners a little something about yourself?
Well, basically, I'm a young mom from New York, take care of my three kids, and, you know, I mean, it's not much to me, but I'm just one of those women that just don't understand certain things in life, but I'm a very diverse kind of person who loves, you know, people.
Okay, well, you know, a lot of things we don't understand in life, but we're not going to get into all that right now. You're still a beautiful
right.
person because I know you, so I know you're a beautiful person. You understand? Very good mom,
right.
very good supporter. All right? So
right.
let me ask you, what's your topic for this evening?
My topic is, as for me being a female that has come so far in life, why we subject ourselves and our children to certain things that we know that are wrong, is this a bad pattern repeating itself. Like, why do we have to be second best when we always
okay.
be the number one in the man's life?
So you're saying you feel that females is always second best in a man's life?
No, what we do is we settle to be second best. Every
you
female in life
be.
should always want to be number one. Never settle for less. Never take yourself for granted.
Okay. Well, we're going to get into that. We're definitely going to get into that one. But what made you pick this specific topic to talk about?
Because I have a best friend with who I love to death, and I hate it kind of saddens me and it hurts my heart to see what she's going through and what her four children are going through at this point in time by being second best. And she comes to me and she wants my advice and she wants my opinion, and I give her my opinion, but, you know, she tells me that her relationship has its perks.
Good topic. Okay, Dons and Divas, phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to Asia or stay on the line to hear the show. Now, Asia, let me ask you. You say every woman feels they second best. I don't think every woman feels like that.
Well, no, all right, let me clarify that. I won't say every woman, but the women that I have met in my life and in my travels are second best. Oh, I have this man, but he also has a wife, or he has this one, or he has that one. We all grown up to be to the point where we get older, we find that number one man, we have our children, and we live happily ever after. Now it's, he's got a girl, fine, that's fine with me.
But they choose to put themselves in that category.
I want to understand why do we do that?
Well, some females, it could be me personally. I'm not a female. I'm just giving my theory upon it. You understand? Me, I feel it could be like a low self-esteem. They were just in a bad relationship. Or they had somebody that was good and they left them for somebody else. You understand? Mm-hmm. So I believe it's like a couple of reasons to it. Like I said, I'm not a female, so I can't really approach you on how a female feels about that situation. Like, why do they put themselves in that situation? I can only give you my theory on it of what I believe they do it and why they do it. Because to me,
it's too many of us doing it. It's too many of us sacrificing this one man who does whatever he wants. When you have children, we are role models for our children. So if you have three daughters and a boy, and those three girls see that mommy is sleeping with a married man, it's all right for me to do it. And then once that child starts acting out and doing everything that an adult should be doing, it's a reflection of how we're doing our parenting. And that's the reason why I'm trying to figure out, like, why do we do this? Because if you didn't do it, and your child came to you and said, well, I'm dating this married man and this, that, and the third, you wouldn't want that for your child.
Why
do that for yourself and see your children? You got three daughters. Now, if I have any children and I see this happen, it's going to break loose. But I'm not understanding why you do it. You don't want your son to have another female. You don't want it to happen to your daughter.
Yeah, but you know it's a double standard in that situation. We're going to talk about that, too. We have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes,
hello.
I'm here.
You on GQ College?
Hello. How are you today?
Who are we speaking to?
Are you speaking to Naija?
Naija.
I'm Naija. Hello.
Okay.
How are you?
That's one of my baby girls.
How are you?
I'm good.
Naija, did you hear the topic?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what's your point of view on it?
My point of view is I never feel like I'm second best. I always put myself up on a pedestal, and I have a boyfriend. I've been with him for a couple of months now, and I always just let him know how I'm feeling because I never want him to think, like, we don't think that we're better than one another. We have, like, a communication. I guess maybe there might be, not saying that there's something wrong with your friend's relationship, but if they can't communicate and agree to disagree and be, you know, role models for their children, then I don't think that's very healthy, even for children to be watching that happen and then repeating what they do. Because even when I was raised, my mom was a single parent, and she always, you know, taught me to do the best and the right thing.
Okay.
Okay, young lady, credit, but this is what I'm trying to put out. Like, my friend is married, messing with a married man that's going on 3 years now. All
okay.
Right. That's something like that I don't condone at all. So I'm
okay,
like,
so
when I say second best is, when I say second best is when she is she's considering herself to be second best. He has a wife, a family,
yeah,
and children. No one should be. No
one
should be second best.
I don't think any woman should feel that. I don't think any woman should feel second best. You know, when they have children and they're trying to be role models for their children, I personally think that, you know, kids are the most important thing in, you know, in a parent's life. Like, if you, you know, you bring a child into this world, that you got to do your best to make sure they become the best that they're going to be, you know?
Right. I totally agree with you. You can't sit here and try to play house with a kid that's already having home.
Mm.
So I'm like,
okay,
don't you feel that you deserve better? Don't you feel that you deserve a man that's going to come home to you every night? A man
exactly.
That's, take
that's
care
exactly
of you
how
and your
I
children,
feel.
Not come over here from 7 to 3 and then
yeah,
go home 3 to 7.
All right.
And then, like,
all right,
the children are acting out. When your daughter, your oldest daughter, is acting out, acting like adults, sleeping with this, that, and the third, because she's mommy, playing house with this married man, you can't expect your child to do no better, no different than what you're doing.
Because they're seeing what you're doing, so they're just thinking that they can do what you're doing.
Exactly.
All right, ladies, we have another caller on the line. I'm going to bring that caller in also, okay?
Okay.
All right, caller, are you there?
Yep.
Okay, state
Hello?
Your name and
this is
you heard
me.
The topic?
Yes,
hey,
I did. What's up?
What's your point of view? Then we're going to let, you know.
Really, to be with somebody's husband and knowing that this man is not going to leave, you're just subjecting yourself to the hurt of life for good. I mean, you know, I'm sure that this is somebody for everybody. And for this woman to keep lowering herself to the standards and her children acting out, you know, when they go out there, they get pregnant or whatever, what can you say? It's nothing she can say. And for this man, you know, he can't make her do anything. So I can't even fault the man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's her. She's got to get it together, whether it comes to seeking therapy or whatever. But in that situation with 3 years, you know, this woman just feel like maybe she can't do any better. You know, have you ever looked at it like that?
That's a good point, too.
Right.
She
right,
may
right,
feel
right.
that she can't do any better, or this man may have her brain so screwed up that, hey, it's like she's got low self-esteem probably. Like,
exactly
you know,
I
can't go anywhere else. I can't do any better. This is my only way out. And to love.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I say I don't. It's they choose to put themselves in that situation.
Exactly.
It's not the fact of okay, I don't want to be in this situation, but I gotta stay here. No, they choose to stay there. It's something that's making them stay. I don't know
exactly.
whether it's sexual,
you know,
or whether
and
it's
I
just
refuse
the money,
to
or,
be second best. If I can't be number one, I ain't being nothing. Nada.
Exactly. That's the thing I'm from, because that's the thing that I'm getting. This man would tell her while I opened up a beauty shop for her to run. And the thing,
wow.
like, what do they call it, a DBA? It's supposed to be in her name. One, it's not in her name. Two, she never has heat in her house. Three, you live from. He put her up in another house. He makes it seem like, oh, this is my house. I gave it to her. Wrong. It's her father's house, and she's still paying rent. She lost her section 8 through this man. What does it have to take for her to realize that this is not a life for a woman with four children to live?
This is what she chooses to do, though. I'm, and granted,
exactly.
it's not good. It's not good. But until this woman decides she wants to change, there's not a damn thing we can do. Nothing.
And
you can talk
and
to the blue in the face.
I don't understand.
And I'm sure it hurts. But it's
I don't understand why.
It's not for you to understand because
right,
you're not in
right.
that situation. Right. It's for her to try to figure out and to understand it, mm-hmm. because that's the situation she's in. You could give your advice, but the advice ain't really affecting her because she already know what she wants. That's what
and
she want to do.
Still
that's
doing
where
it.
She at.
She's been doing it for years.
I stopped giving it to her.
She's been doing it for years, sweetheart.
Stop giving her advice. Stop listening.
She's not going to change. I don't think, you know, until she's ready to change, whatever you say to her, you could probably offer $1 million. If she's not ready, she's not going to do it. You know, and a lot of things, like Rick said before, a lot of things are not meant for us to understand. You know,
mm-hmm.
because we're not going through it. Yes, it's hard to realize why would you settle for less.
Exactly.
You know, so that's going to be a question in your head probably the rest of your life. Even if she was to do better, why did you go through so much drama? Why did you stay with this man for so long?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you'll never get that answer. You'll never get that answer
exactly.
because she's going to continuously tell you, I love this man, and there's nothing you can do. Nothing.
Exactly. We have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you heard the topic?
Yes, I did.
All right, what's your point of view on it?
It's kind of two sides or two-folded because I think that when you meet someone and that person has children already, to me, even though the love is different, you will be second best because those kids will always come before you. So
right.
I think that if you meet a single person and you don't have any kids and it's just you two together, I think then you'll be number one. But when you meet someone, and nowadays a lot of men, a lot of women, they have children, and they're going to put their children as number one and put their relationship as number two.
Right.
You know, so as far as a woman being second best, and, you know, you guys stating that you always want to be number one, if you deal with someone who has children, you're never going to be number one because their children
okay.
are number one.
Glenn,
you know,
you're letting
me
know that because
so
no man
comes,
is going to ever come between my children. But
right,
what I mean by second
be
best, I mean second best to another female, being number one as his woman, his wife, his spouse, his partner. His number one, Ace Boon Coon, will we say in New York. We don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean by children because my children are always going to come before me.
Exactly.
They'll come before me and they'll come before my man. But I don't want to be the one that's going to be second best to another female.
And
I can't compete with someone's wife by unpaper.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing that
right.
I mean when I say second best.
And as far as your friend, to me, I believe that there's more history behind that where there's a reason why she's settling for this. There's a reason, you know, I agree with, you know, Rich and Miss T where they say, okay, well, you know what? She's, you know, she's allowing it to happen. A lot
right.
of women, a lot of women allow it to happen nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
They allow it. They think
mm-hmm.
that they think that it's mm-hmm. okay. But to me, I blame the man and the woman because if you know you have a woman at home and you have a family at home, you need to focus on that and not worry
Amen.
About what's next that's trying to come and throw in your way. If that's
right.
your woman at home. If you're not happy at home, then you need to leave that woman at home so you can find your happiness someplace else.
There
I think
you go.
That your friend, I think your
that's
friend
gonna make a
has
point.
Some
even
other,
got to the point
you know,
where him, my friend, and his wife and I didn't know at the time, we all supposed to go bowling together. So what kind of respect does he have for you when he's bringing his wife and you bowling?
I think that the question is, what kind of respect does he have for himself?
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
you have to love and respect yourself first before you can try
and
love and respect
that.
Somebody else. And he doesn't
or
have respect for himself, his wife, or
like
his kids,
happens.
You know? And
exactly.
for it to go on for 3 years and for her just to condone it, to me, I believe that a man and a woman, either or, is only going to do what you allow them to do.
Exactly.
That's right.
Allowing
right.
him to do it, he's going to continue to do it.
Right.
And to me personally, she can't say nothing to her kids about them sleeping with this, that one, and
Thank
the other.
You.
Because you know what? If you're doing it and they're watching you do it,
it's okay.
Then they
think
they that it's okay. So you can't be a hypocrite.
Well,
does the wife know about this?
No, well, listen, on a man's point of view, he's not actually putting her first or his wife first. He's putting
exactly.
himself first.
Right,
right, exactly.
If he's doing it to them, you best better believe it's another one out there too, baby.
It is.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I can only
so this man, he's just like Rick said. He's just basically he's doing him. These women are allowing him to do it, so he's running on with it. Like, hey, it's all good. You know, I got it going on. In all reality, no, you don't, because like Lavina said, the respect.
Oh well.
You know.
It's kind of really like baffling to me how it's a lot of females out here that allow this to happen. I'm like, really? Can you? You can't blame the children for acting the way they are because you know what? They're leading by example.
Well, they're just doing what they see the next, you know, their parent do, and like we said, they feel it's okay. And you can't really just jump all over that kid, whether they be in 12, 13, 14, or 15. That's why this chick is going out there doing what she want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And how old is the daughter?
Exactly. And I'm like, I don't want to stop being her friend, but I mean, I can only do it so much. To be honest with you, we stopped hanging out like we used to, and I'm like, oh. Really,
but see,
you
can't base her life on what you're doing. That's what you're doing.
I honestly don't base my life on what she's doing, but I give her my time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I give her my time. Like, we used to hang out. We used to be really tight. But since this has come along, and I can't keep crying with her when she's having an issue, then that's just going to put my life on hold. So I still live my life, but I feed her with a long-handed spoon.
Yeah, I think that true friends will always be your friend 110%. I don't care if you're sleeping with five different men are married. You know what? If you my friend and you're down with me no matter what and you love, honor, and respect me the same way I do to you, then no matter what I do, you don't judge me on it. You be there for me. You don't have to cry with her. You don't have to say, I told you so. But you being a true friend to her is what
mm-hmm.
she needs, even if it's just someone that she can call and say, you know what, girl, he did X, Y, and Z. Okay.
And you know what, we have this code. When there's stuff going on between him and her, she called me like, girl, it's a code 10. So when a code 10 comes, I come running. I have everything that we need. We sit there, we chit-chat, we boo-hoo, we cry. She asks me what she should do. I let her know, like, listen, you have to look into your heart. What is your heart telling you to do?
Well, see,
I never turn my back on her,
regardless of the situation. Even though I don't condone anything that's going on, I never turn my back on her. I'm always there for her. It's just crazy how I don't understand how some of us females just let this go down.
Because I think that there's so many different types of females, you know. There's the one female that wants that, you know, as they say, the American dream. They want the husband, they want the house, they want everything. There's the other female that's just like, you know what, I'll take somebody's man. It's okay. I'll
settle for whatever.
Exactly. And then you have the female that's like, you know what, I want to get whatever he can give me, and I don't want to be his wife. Because you know what,
right. Okay.
the same thing he's doing to his wife, he's doing it with her. He's going to do it with the next one, even if she's tomorrow. He's still going to do it.
I'm like,
that's what he wants to do. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I can say, like, well, she doesn't want to be his wife. She's going to take whatever he can give her. But honestly, he's not giving her but harp and the bubblegum. She's not getting anything.
He's giving her something to string her along.
Yeah.
She's going to be getting sex from him. There's nothing.
Okay, but then she's happy, though, with that.
Yeah, because it's been 3 years.
You know, so
last time
years.
That he had called me and complained, no.
But wait a minute,
I can't be
throwing
happy
that pipe.
Me with the
he's throwing that pipe so good to her. But then when he's not there, then that's when she's going through her changes, and it's time to talk to you.
See, I think that women like that always have
that's
to remember that
See,
they have to play
point.
Their position. You know what I'm saying?
What?
When you enter in something like that,
I
that means
it must
you
be
get
something about
whatever,
the
you get whatever you deserve. But you get whatever
yeah.
you deserve. even if he takes her all around through the dirt, through the snow, she gets exactly what she deserves because females like that, not my
pay must be darn good.
The sad part about it is that that pipe must be that good, but that pipe is good to everybody else too. And if she don't love herself enough to know that she can get good pipe game from anybody, then
I don't think you can get good pipe game from anybody. Just like all women entertainment.
To be honest with you, I don't know about it. I've been
hearing talk about it. I hear females talk about it, you know, like such and such, this nigga is whack, and such and such, and he's whack. But he's been with her for 3 years now.
Like Rita was saying, she's just making a statement. You can't get them like, he had to interfere on that shit.
I'm sorry, Rich,
because...
My point is like this. The reason I say you can get good pipe game from anybody, because just because she might be putting it down on her, you best believe he's putting it down on somebody else and maybe somebody else too. And that
and
if she's gonna lay, and if she's going to lay there and she's going to allow it to happen, then to me,
yeah, like, oh my God,
she
do some of these ladies know that you buy good pipe from a store?
she could go to the candy store and get a damn dildo and get good pipe. That well, it ain't like a human
pipe.
Hey,
hey, hey.
I buy everything that that man has from sergeant and two. Soldiers
can
still be happy and don't have
to. I said it won't be as good as a human, but I'm just saying, if she's, I mean, obviously this man has done something that she's actually happy about. And nobody knows
what it is.
Until she decided
that's
to change.
That's real talk. He's doing something to her, and she's liking it a lot.
She's
enjoying it. And still go through that, and know he got a wife, and they're going to go bowling. And be with his wife and still going to go back with him the next
time.
Ain't
no damn way.
I'm like, drop the wife off and then come to you? Are you serious?
He's playing both
That's
of them.
Crazy.
That's what he's doing.
He lands a mean pipe.
But you know what's funny is that even with females that long, because a female that I know who's been dealing with a guy.
Oh, okay. Are you kidding?
Happy.
This is what he tells me, because he's from, like, Trinidad or one of those little islands.
That's
he's
what
a
it
king.
Is.
He's a king.
And they believe
and
in having more than one woman.
You should do all that. All right, you're a king. I don't see your kingdom on any map.
What would you say, Lavina? Lavina?
Yes?
What would you say, Anna?
No, I'm just saying, I know someone who does it, who is allowing herself to be with somebody, and he's not married, but you know what? She feels in his mind that he's still fair game because he's not married. So because he doesn't have a ring and his girl doesn't have a ring, then it's like it's okay for them to be together. And what
as a woman?
Yes, she does. And you know what? She condones it because just as much as he's with his woman, he throws her the money. He gives her the fake conversation. That's a whole bunch of womp, womp, womp. But because she's weak-minded, she allows it to happen. She takes everything that he's saying. And I'm like this. If you're going to be with this man,
condone like the stuff that you're doing. He's throwing her money with this one? She ain't getting no money. She's always broke.
But she's still satisfied.
That's even worse.
That's why I said the pipe game must be heavenly.
But you know what's funny, Miss Asia, is that you said that he's from Trinidad or whatever. The sad part about it is when you deal with someone and they're from another country or whatever, in their mind, it's in their nature, and that's how they were brought up, that they can have multiple women and it's okay.
Exactly.
And when they come here to America and they have American women doing the same thing that the women are doing up in Trinidad, then you guess what? Mm-hmm. He's going to keep doing it.
Exactly.
Because they allow him
to do it.
And the sad part about it is
right.
To me, I'm sorry, but he's a poor excuse for a man that's
man.
In America. You know what I'm saying? He's a poor excuse.
I won't deny that.
they might do that in Trinidad, but here, when you meet a good woman, and that woman loves herself, and she values her own values, and she values her kids, and she's trying to set an example, they're not going to do that, you know.
Exactly.
And I hate to say it, but your friends must not be dealing with a full deck, because to deal with someone for 3 years and settle to see him once a week, twice a week, whatever it might be, and know that he's laying in bed at night with his woman, that's sad. That's sad to me. But that's sad. And he took vows to be with this woman, you know. And the fact that he's cheating on her, that's a lack of respect for himself. That's a lack of respect for his wife and a lack of respect for your friend. And you best believe the other three females that he's piping it down to, too.
And I know now that he ain't piping three on the rug.
But that's
right.
That's sad,
I don't
though.
Doubt that at all.
That's sad.
He probably
the horseman or some shit. He must have a horse pipe. Oh,
but
let me stop.
You know what, T? Yeah, you need to cut it out. You need to cut it out.
I said, let me stop.
Hey, yeah.
I said, well, Wesley Sloan going on. I don't know.
give your final thought on this topic, please.
Ooh, my final thought?
Yes, your final thought on the topic.
My final thought is, ladies, love yourself first before you love that man that's no good for you. Love your children first before you love that man that's no good for you.
See, that's a good final thought.
Yeah.
But all men.
If you don't love yourself, you don't just fall for anything.
Yeah. You're right. Is there any shout-out to Mr. Wrong.
Mr. Wrong.
Well,
on so many levels.
You're right about that.
Wait a minute. Can I say one thing? No, I mean, seriously, all jokes aside, she better be careful. You saying that this man is from Trinidad? Next thing you know, guess who he going to be piping?
Who?
The daughter. So she need to be careful.
Oh,
I'm serious. That could happen.
The daughter?
It could happen. I mean,
daughter. Where's the daughter coming at?
I'm saying he could end up. She
said
that the daughter is
loose in the booty.
She said that the daughter is real loose. You never know.
She's not loose in the booty.
I mean, think about it, Rich.
Well, you know, I wish your friend much luck. Because that's something real serious right there. See, I didn't hear that part about the daughter being loose and everything.
Yeah, her daughter just got loose, and the daughter had said to her mom, why can you tell me anything when you're sleeping with such and such, and he's married.
So, see?
I didn't know. I didn't hear that part about the daughter being loose and moms and, you got to watch it, you know.
In the middle of the night
out
the window.
But he's probably just, you know, already. After 3 years?
He probably hit it.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Y'all taking it to a whole nother topic right now.
But
the married man, the married
it's
man
possible.
Sleeping with the daughter. You know what?
But the baby.
Whoa, but I didn't know about
talk.
That one.
Real talk, it could happen. I mean,
it could.
And that he's from another
it
country.
Look, any
when he got too much juice up in him,
and
never know.
Anything
and
can
especially
happen.
They're in the same house, and the mom is sounding like she's really enjoying it. Listen,
exactly.
Man,
yes.
If the mom ain't in the same house and the mother sounds like she's really enjoying it, like, oh yeah, yeah,
she
going
might
down.
Be like, hey, damn, if he doing that and making my mom scream like that, shit, let me go and see what the dealio is.
The Lord is my shepherd; He knows what He wants.
And that's probably going to be why the brothers catch a case on them kind of subjects. You're going to catch a case.
But I'm saying, you know, it is a lot of loose girls out here. And they are dealing with older men.
Exactly.
And the fact that she
has
a loose daughter and she's dealing with this man and the fact that she's accepting the fact that he's married and still going out with him and as loose as his daughter is and he knows that.
Yep.
He's not, and not to be funny, but if she's shapely built,
the daughter?
If
she's shapely built,
the mama.
But you know what?
She's probably walking around with the poom-poom shorts and everything. You understand?
But you know what? Once she gets it,
stretch mark, a dimple, or anything anywhere.
Once the daughter went out there and she had already experienced and she had a little taste, of course she's going to be curious. Okay, let me taste what mom is getting at this point. Because
there you go.
Settle for this matter,
especially if he don't get it. Now, who's to say that even if he doesn't want to give it to her, he drunk on the couch. He going to take it to mama.
But you know what? Not for nothing. Even if he wasn't drunk, he still probably hit it.
Right.
He still probably hit it.
Yep.
He would. But my thing is, I just say women who are dealing with men who have a wife, have a girlfriend, they get exactly what they deserve. And
there
my only opinion to them is they should always play their position and never get confused, because the guy is not going to leave his woman or his wife for the one on the side, because you are truly a
And never bring that kind of situation home.
You never should, because you're setting a poor example as a parent. And where are her morals and where are her values of being a mother and having children and having daughters? It's different if you have sons, but if you have daughters, they're watching you by example.
Exactly.
A poor example.
Because who if this has happened to anybody's daughter, who's not going to come out the house guns blazing? I know I would. I'm going to jail.
See, my daughter's grown, but I mean, you know, I don't want to see her hurt.
Exactly.
You know, I think that as parents and as good parents, we don't want our children to be hurt, and we're not going to allow anything like this to our children to be involved in. We're not going to do it, because if our children are, we're setting an example for our children that yes, when you meet a man, I tell my daughter. Mm-hmm. If when you meet a man, if he has a woman, that means hands off.
Right.
I don't care who the woman is. I don't care who's in the next country. That means hands off, because you know what? He don't love
me. I don't care if they're on the verge of breaking up. When they break up, and then come see me.
Now, I wouldn't even say that, because
I was
going to
say the same thing.
The fact that you're trying to holler at me when you have a woman, that lets me know right there that you're a dog.
Because all goodbyes are never gone.
Away from me. You need to stay far away from me. So even if you break up with her tomorrow, lose my number. Don't call my phone, because if you're telling me that you don't have anybody, then we can.
You're lying.
But if you're telling me you have somebody, and now all of a sudden y'all broke up and you want me, come on, that's crazy.
Aja, I think you should put this deal on the page and get more feedback.
Okay.
But, I mean, really, that's just my opinion. Because I think you would get a hell of a lot more feedback, because we don't, like Rick say, we only have a certain amount of time on the air. So that would be a damn good question to put on the page.
It would.
Right.
Do you have any shout-outs you want to give, Aja, anything like that?
Just want to shout out the GQ family.
All right.
Thank you. And
I
really
didn't think I was
going
to be able to do this, but I did it.
Yeah, you did damn good, too. You did good.
I really want to thank you for joining us this evening.
No problem.
And everything.
Anytime.
You know, anytime. Remember that. We're going to keep you posted on that.
Oh, yeah. You never say it that
much. All right, Dons and Divas. Coming up next, Dollar Rise, about to take y'all to another level in hip-hop. So stay right there and don't move. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Come get a decent station. First class invitation to my naughty nation. I see you wet t-shirts on a newer note. It takes two to tote, let's hear some hookah smoke. See you winking, wanna clutch it, watch me kiss. I love the figure, let me touch it while you tweet on Twitter. It's the perfect party, with a pinch of passion. Pass a pint of potion, perfect ass and fashion. My selection's confession, my obsession is affection, perfection, sex, sex. Lordy, it's the perfect party. Versatile rocking, cause all the plus sizes, belly flopping. Tan, lotion, bacon, those should take it. Who can hate it? Get a spring breaking, naked shaking. Sexy mama homage, sexy mama fauna. The diner's honor, getting brain like college knowledge. Work the jerk out, I work your skirt out. Stretch your thighs, let's exercise. I show the perfect workout. The thongs are strong, can't see where they meet up. Heat up teeny bikini, tight like ballet teacher. Love you, the denim, especially when you're in them. The linen, naughty boys love when it's dark. But we ain't break any laws. Don't be doubting me, I go out, believe. Let's do it right under a blanket on a balcony. I don't smoke the poking, this is push focus. With a view of the ocean, let's poke some mimosas. If you understand the underworld, let me tell you, girl, we gotta do it all over.
Dons and Divas, we are back, GQ Palace, and with me I have Dollar Rise, about to take hip-hop to another level. Dollar, welcome to the show.
Good evening.
What's going on, Dollar? What's good?
Good evening, Dons and Divas. My name
what
is Dollar Rise.
Good. What's going on? Man. They don't know you about to take this to a whole nother level.
That's the plan, man. You know what I mean? Just keep making bangers and hitting them in the head.
Exactly.
Because
when they hear this, they're going to be like, wow. Definitely.
All my people are in New York. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Philly or whatever, but New York is my second home. So, you know, I'm going to see y'all out there.
Oh, okay, okay. You know, so you definitely doing your thing.
Yes, I love it.
Ain't no question about it. You're definitely doing your thing.
Hey, I'm doing my thing. And
so
I'm not a regional artist. I'm a, I'm an international artist or whatever. I do a lot of stuff. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You know, in America and in the United Kingdom and stuff. Africa, you know.
It's all over the world.
I started regional, but I knew that my talent is for the world, man.
Exactly.
You know, so, I'm out here for everybody.
You're definitely doing it. I ain't even lying. You're definitely doing
it. Sir.
And when they hear what I'm talking about, they're going to know how you're doing it.
That's it. The new CD is called Show You How to Make a Dollar Rise. You know what I mean? It's going to be on iTunes in the next matter of weeks or whatever. I'm just waiting for it to be processed and everything. Then it's going to hit the internet with a major, you know, with a lot of commotion.
okay, so you got the whole thing mapped out already.
Yeah, you got to have a plan. You got to start with a plan, and then you got to attack your plan, you know?
Oh, okay. Now,
you just got to attack it, you know, accordingly.
Exactly. I feel exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, you got to be persistent, man. You know, people, you know what I mean? They're not going to respect you until they see, you know, that you're constantly working.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you, what made you become a rapper?
Maybe become a rapper. I was influenced by hip-hop. Hip-hop was, you know, around me my whole life. I had an older sister and everything like that. You know, older guy brothers and cousins and stuff. And they always played, you know, rap music back in the day. Run DMC, LL, all that. Big Daddy Kane and stuff like that. So since I was a child, I was around it. And I was always with my older sister, you know. So I was like, you know, I was touched by it right away. I was watching videos when I was like 4 years old. Knowing the songs, you know what I mean? Word for word and all that.
Oh, so you already have family in the music business already. So you already have family rapping and everything.
Yeah, they weren't rapping or whatever, but everybody, you know what I mean, was into the culture. You know, it was parties and stuff like that. And I'm like the kid. Like, my sister would bring me along to places and stuff like that. And, you know, hip-hop was major back then. And it was just something that you couldn't ignore. So I grasped to it. I grabbed right to it. Since I was a child, I started rapping when I was 11 years old.
You know, and speaking of your childhood, you lived in, like, West Philadelphia where, you know, it was a lot going on with the drugs and the violence. Did you actually see yourself becoming a rapper at that time?
It was like growing up in where I'm from or whatever, you know, it was like you looked up to rappers, not even rappers per se, because, like, rappers weren't, like, idolized until I got a little older and I seen how people looked up to rappers or whatever. But back then, it was about the drug dealers. Like, you saw them. You didn't see the rappers. You saw the D-boys on the corner with the minks on and the bracelets on and the chains. You know what I mean? So it was just like, you know, that was what we had to look forward to or whatever. And instead of me grasping toward the streets, you know, I picked that book up or whatever, that pen and that book, and I just started writing down everything. You know what I mean? Just expressing everything, you know, through the music and stuff like that. And over the years or whatever, I just got better and better, and I'm still getting better.
Oh, okay. Now, you started, like you said, you got into the music at a young age. You understand? When you first started rapping. But you was also, after the music at a young age, you was also doing something like graffiti and, you know, it rise to, like,
graffiti
and everything.
Yeah, all right? I try to take part in all of the hip-hop elements. You know, like, as far as, like, DJing or whatever, like, I was mentored by a DJ from Brooklyn, my old head, Mr. Randy, and he taught me a lot of stuff when I was younger or whatever. I knew how to write bars when I was, like, 12, 13 years old or whatever, but the graffiti thing, that's where my name comes from, Dollar Rise. It started out, my rap name was Drac, D-R-A-C, and that's what I was tagging on the walls or whatever. And, and then one day, you know what I mean, I was trying to make it sash. Wherever I was hitting the wall up at, so I wrote DR and the arrow, you know, and then I started, like, I liked the way that looked or whatever. Like, I sit in the rap. I was rapping at the time, and I was tagging at the time, and one day I sit in the rap. I was like, DR, and I liked the way it sounded or whatever, you know, because it was like Jay-Z out and stuff like that. You had AZ, BG, and I was like, all right, I'm liking this DR thing or whatever. And, over the years, you know what I mean, it turned into Dollar Rise. Like, I've been Dollar Rise since 1999. You know, I that was just the name, you know, that I brought out of the DRAC, because when we used to tag our graffiti name, you know, you will make acronyms out of your name. So my Drac, the name Drac would be like Dollar Rise, Always Chilling, or something like that. You know what I mean?
And, just tag them at the time. All right.
Yeah. And I stopped the tagging thing or whatever once I got locked up. I got locked up. My mom and my dad had to come pick me up. I was at the youth study center for a while. I said, you know what? I'm not going to be out here getting locked up for graffiti.
Oh, that was it for you, right?
Yeah, so I stopped that. I just kept it strictly with the music or whatever, man. It wasn't worth getting locked up over, but I definitely got a little reputation as a graffiti artist back then. You know, it was like it was a popular thing to do in my hood.
Oh, so is there anything else that you're doing? You know?
Oh, yeah. I'm a one-man entity or whatever. Like, I'm also... My alter ego is Flashy Imaging. That's my printing company, and I print everything, you know, that's kind of related to hip hop. And I print a lot of stuff. I print vehicle wraps, I do posters, stickers, flyers, CD inserts. I'm doing silk screening now. I just started that within the last couple of weeks or whatever, you know. And I actually install vehicle wraps on the buses and stuff in the city. So in Philly, like, because I used to print them. That was my job I used to do. And then my job wound up, you know, falling through. And they moved to another state. So eventually I had to just keep going by myself. So I used my, you know, my skills, and I just put them into what I do, into the wrap element or whatever. So, okay. Yeah, I'm always offering my services. Y'all can look me up on the internet. My website is flashyimaging.info.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if anybody need any printed stuff, like, you know how people pass, people might need the Rest in Peace t-shirts. I do those. You know, people need show tickets, you know, for their events. So I do tickets. I perforate them, laminate everything, you know.
You just made me hit in all angles right now. That's
hey, man, you know, because right now I'm not a signed artist or nothing like that, you know, so it costs money, you know, to be a rapper. Mm-hmm. Before, like they say, you either paying to play or you getting paid. But it takes you to pay to play before you can get paid. So right now, you know what I mean? It's a lot of things you got to pay for. So I gotta make money on a daily basis so that I can keep this rap buzz growing.
Exactly.
I mean?
Now, you said you're not a signed artist. Are you looking for an independent or major? It really don't matter.
It doesn't really matter. As long as people are going to put the effort and the work that I put in for myself or whatever, like, I never had a manager, you know, all these years, and I've been doing this, and, you know, I affiliate myself with a lot of people, a lot of good people or whatever, but, like, I never had nobody pushing with me on a daily basis or whatever. So as long as it's an entity that's just, you know, that's about getting me the proper look that I need, you know, I'm with it. And I'm an artist that did a lot of research on the game and everything like that, and did a lot of reading, contracts and other stuff. I had contracts presented to me before in the past, and I'm not the one to get burnt out here either.
I feel you.
You know, a lot of these guys, you know, they give you them contracts, and the percentages and all that stuff is shady and everything like that. Like, that's not me. I'm not going to be the one to get shelved and be complaining about getting out of my deal. Whatever deal I get, it's going to be something set up for me in a positive manner or whatever for the rest of my career or whatever life of the contract is.
I feel you. Now, in your own definition, do you see a difference in between an MC and a rapper?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I believe that a rapper is something for the times. A rapper is somebody that's going to imitate what's already on the radio, what's already out there, what they see on the videos, they're gonna imitate that. They just want to get in the game and make some money, you know. They just want to get fame real fast. They just want people to know who they are, but they're not being artists. And when I say artist, I'm not talking about necessarily somebody that's fully developed as an artist. I'm talking about somebody that creates a picture, somebody that's artistic, you know, that pushes beyond the regular levels and pushing the envelope or whatever, you know. So that's an MC to me. An MC moves the crowd. An MC knows how to get up on that stage and be a lyricist as well as a showman. You know what I mean? A rapper is just going to get on the stage with 20 of his friends. You know, he's going to scream his lyrics to you. You're not going to understand. Most of his lyrics are going to be choppy. They're going to be like just a few words. It's not going to be sold out and stuff like that. That's a rapper to me.
Okay.
These guys are rappers nowadays that are getting signed, selling like other guys and all that type of stuff. These are rappers. They're not built for the long haul.
Okay, see. Okay. Now, if you were to put yourself in a category, which one would you put yourself in, a rapper or an MC?
I'm both, actually.
Okay.
I just damn thought being a rapper, but you know, we're all rappers at the end of the day or whatever. Just that, you know, a good rapper is an MC. That's a good rapper. That's somebody that has a message behind what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just not about the same stuff over and over again. And like, I as far as the rap game, it is the same stuff over and over again. All these years since the 80s, since everything started and popped off, we're all saying the same things over and over again. We're just finding different ways to say it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, and MC will come up with new creative ways and ways to be different. Where that rapper would just be stuck on being like everybody else, you know, or they'll find one lane and just stay in that one lane. And, you know, that's when the people get bored.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm a person, as an MC, I make music for every different mood and occasion or whatever. I make all type of music. I can make music for the children. I can make music for older people. I can make music for the whites. I can make music for the blacks. It doesn't matter.
So you go with all ages, all nationalities.
There is no limit. Right now, like, I would like to infiltrate, you know, I don't mind infiltrating the kids. They're the ones that get you popping.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind making the music that the kids like listen to. They like to listen to those dance tracks and stuff like that. I don't mind making them either.
Yeah.
You know, I still keep it me, you know, but I know that the listener is going to appreciate the fact that I gave them something that they like.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, now let's get into this single, Get It Cracking.
Get It Cracking.
Get It Cracking.
Mm-hmm.
What made you pick that specific title of that song?
Get It Cracking is basically it's a representation of me. It's an extension of me. That's what I do every day. I wake up. I thank God for waking me up or whatever. I pray that my family is safe and they good and I get it cracking straight off the bat. Like, everybody that know me, they know I make moves every day. Like, there's not a day go by that I'm not trying to, achieve a short-term goal, you know, and get it cracking. And in that song, I'm basically, it's talking about me in the Dollar Rise movement. It's a representation of my movement. My movement is motivation music. You know, Dollar Rise is about getting people to get up off their behinds and get out and do something with their selves. So therefore, Get It Cracking is just motivation for people to get up and make moves and make it happen. You know what I mean? And not just talk about it. And I discuss in the song all the different regions that support me or whatever. And like in that song, I talk about Texas. I talk about UK. I talk about Detroit. I talk about Chicago, New York. You know what I mean? Boston. These are places that I got DJs that are playing my music or whatever.
Mm.
So it's just
like
we getting it cracking. We getting it cracking, not just in the regional area or whatever, because I want people from other places to recognize what I do out here.
We're about to find out.
I'm not gonna stop. I'm not stopping.
Exactly.
I'm gonna keep getting better. I'm gonna keep doing more and more. You know, so the people will recognize what I'm doing out here. You know what I mean?
So what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into that track.
All
right? All
right. I ain't mad at that. This is Dollar Rise. Get It Cracking off my new CD. Show you how to make a dollar rise.
Oh, no doubt, baby. All right,
yeah.
Dons and Divas, phone lines is now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to Dollar Rise or stay on the line to hear the show. Get It Cracking. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby. What you got to say, Dollar?
Hey, I got to say, stay tuned, because he about to put that heat on, man. This track, this entertainment, let's get it cracking. GQ Palace Radio.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Cracking out here. It's all this money to make.
Get It
Cracked. I ain't got no time to wait till next, man.
We about to get it cracked.
Up and coming. I get it cracking, gotta get that cash, man. I get the money, get the thriller, get the mass, man. I play the club, bad mommies on my lap, man. On top, you stay at the end like a last name. Dollar Rise up and coming, make labels up they budget. Don't hate when you wanna love us. I'm in the hood like baby mothers, so turn it up. Diesel burning my dust, they noticing him, cause I be working, earning them bucks. And I'm pressured in a new bill, when a new will, when I do a deal, I'ma drop and do a few mil right now. I'm bombing on them. Disclaimer, I tried to warn them. I'm spreading through the game like them fires in California. Philly representative like Illy. I'm all about them figures. I'm a winner, yeah. Getting bread, hustling while you sitting there. You see it clear. I get the cabbage, I gotta have it. I stay going at it. Rock with me, I get it. Cracking jazz.
We about to get it cracking. Yo, we about to get it cracking. We about to get it cracking. All I do is make it happen. We about to get it cracking. I'm stacking, I ain't relaxing. We about to get it cracking. Yo, we about to get it cracking. Me in the pot, stirring bubble up. Pop the double up. You getting at them dollars. Where you from? Throw it up. What you live for? Stay on the dial for. Better get your grind on. Read your iron ore. I am real and my mom know. She raised me to be a man, so I was that early. Had that cash on me, holding them things with the strap on me. Did the OT thing. Perk Hayes did the cold bait. Now you know me, I'm grossing, cause my show's get up. I'm it up. I'm so about to rip it up. I'm looking at the prime print. Won't never catch me slipping up or slacking with the rapping. Every track sound like a classic. I stay going at it. Rock with me, I get it. Crack with Chad. We about to get it cracking. Yup, we about to get it cracking. We about to get it cracking. All I do is make it happen. We about to get it cracking. I'm stacking, I ain't relaxing. We about to get it cracking. Yup, we about to get it cracking. Cracking like the 80s. In a Facebook blue Mercedes. Wipe me down, I am so wavy. Out here selling like the Navy. I get that fast money. You hustle for gas money. I'm universal now, like I just signed with Cash Money. And it don't stop, never gon' quit. On my own tip, I be setting trends while you just keeping up with the Joneses. And why get it cracking? DMV, they get it cracking. Now Cali, they get it cracking. Down Florida, they get it cracking. And the Cackalackas, Ohio, Detroit, and Kansas. It be cracking out in Boston. It be cracking in PA. It be cracking out in Texas. It be cracking in VA. And I'm everywhere. Even in UK, I am heavy. We about to get it cracking. Yo, we about to get it cracking. We about to get it cracking. All I do is make it happen. We about to get it cracking. I'm stacking, I ain't relaxing. We about to get it cracking. Yo, we about to get it cracking.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that video is
that's
on
only
the way.
The beginning right now. And that's only
that's
the beginning
only
right now.
The video is on the way. I promise y'all there will be a video in a matter of weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
The treatment already is done. You know what I'm saying? I'm just waiting on the director, you know, to let me know what date, and we going in.
Oh, well, all right. So you already got everything set. You're just waiting for that pinch point. That pinch point.
No, man, it's like, you know, you got to keep pushing it, getting. I need every day. I need another person, you know, that's familiar with me. I need a new fan every day. You know what I mean? And whatever I got to do, I'm gonna do it to get that person to be like, you know, I like this guy. I wanna listen to his music. You know?
Yeah, because
it's the same old stuff. And I don't know if everybody recognizes to listen to the song, but I didn't cuss not one time in the song or say the N word. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I need,
that's what a lot of rappers really got to do.
Yeah, when I send it out, when I'm going to send it out to the DJs, you know what I mean, with the edited version or whatever, I just send them that track right there. Need the curse. You know?
I feel you. Now, your name, Dollar Rise, that's like unique name. What's do you have a meaning behind that? How did you come up with that name?
Well, it's just,
what's
it's
the
just
meaning,
my life,
you have
man.
A meaning
it's
behind
like,
it.
It's the meaning behind it is, like, I'm about getting my bread up, you know, that's the slogan, you know what I mean, that's what I live by or whatever, I live by, I mean, you know, doing better for myself on a daily basis, you know what I mean, my company is Tericho Gano, Track This Entertainment, you know, and it's always about just getting the message out there or whatever, you know what I mean, and getting people to understand that Dollar Rise doesn't mean, you know, I'm a rich dude. It means that I'm the dude out here working my butt off to be rich. And when I do get to a successful, you know, situation or whatever, I'm going to work harder. So the work is never going to stop. And, like, you know, right now I come across, you know what I mean, I've been losing friends, all type of stuff or whatever, just because I don't have time for nothing but work right now. You know, and that's what Dollar Rise is about. I'm about you know what I mean, making, doing better for myself and my family.
Yeah, you know, cause I don't even consider that friends, you know what I mean? Because they're supposed to be understanding, they're supposed to support you regardless of the fact.
Hey,
you know,
man,
what I mean?
A lot of people that'll pose as a friend, you know, just to be
mm-hmm.
on, just be riding with me or whatever. But if they don't get what they want out of the situation, you know, they quickly turn into enemies. And it's a shame, but, you know, it's a part of the game out here.
Exactly. You're definitely right about that.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, man, I've been going through it, man. You know, I just understand it's just a part of, you know, what I have to do as an artist, whatever, and a businessman. You know, I can't stop what I'm doing because of another man's emotions. You know?
Exactly.
So Dollar Rise is always on the grind. That's what my music is about. It's about being on the grind. It doesn't matter what you do. If you wake up every morning and you go to work, or you wake up every morning and you hit the block, whatever you do, you know, you're working hard, you know. And my song Big Money, my single that's on iTunes,
that is
clearly what I'm trying to explain to everybody.
That's
work
real
hard
talk.
Every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. I talk about it in my rap. I say whatever, you know, whatever you're doing, work in the track and, you know, make it happen, stuff like that. You know, I always put
that
message out there. But you can't get nothing without working hard.
Exactly.
So, yeah, the people
track
definitely
track
got
minute.
It. They got to get a taste of that big money. You know, they going to get
it. Yeah, they definitely going to get a taste of that.
That heat right there. Like, every time I perform that, man, it don't matter. It could be a crowd. It could be a crowd full of thugs. It could be a crowd full of women, you know. They like what I'm doing up there or whatever, because I'm not just up there just being like a, you know, I'm not no killer. When people see me, you know, I'm light skinned, I got green eyes and stuff, and like people they think I'm a pretty boy right away. So I can't be up there, you know. Oh yeah, I'm gonna shoot your brains up. Now, don't get it messed up. Like, that's not what I'm, you know, that's what I can't do that, because I came up battle rapping. You know, when I was younger, that's what I did. I battled anybody. I didn't care. You know, and I'm still that way too. But I hold myself back and put all that energy into making a good song. You know, that battle rap. Like, I had to stop that personally because of my aggression. And you know, like I'll be battling somebody, and you know, I start getting a little hype or whatever, and then I feel they getting hyped back or whatever. And then, you know, it's just like it's a tense situation. And I, you know, I've been disqualified from battle before for tapping people in their chest and all type of stuff. So I just was like, you know what? I'm gonna put all this effort. That was Drek. That's when I used to rap, you know, years ago. I was Drek, and then it turned into DR, and it turned into Dollar Rise, and it's still DR. It's the Dollar Rise, aka DR. You see? So a lot of people, you know, in my city or whatever, they'll come up to me like, "What's up, DR? DR?" You know, and I'll be having to tell them, like, they'd be like, "What you been up to?" I'll be like, "I'm going in, like, go on the internet and look up Dollar Rise." Because when you look up DR, you know what I'm saying, like, Dr. Working comes up, Dr. Dre headphones, all type of wild stuff, but not me, you know.
Mm-mm.
So, therefore, I mean, that's where Dollar Rise came into play. Dollar Rise is who I am, though, you know. And everybody that knows me, they know that's what I've been since I was a child. When I was a kid, like, I used to, my first job, I was probably 8 years old working in a barbershop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've always just got at a dollar. Like, when I was in high school, I got chose, you know, I got picked to play junior varsity basketball when I was in 10th grade or whatever. But I had got a job at the same time, and I said, no, I'd rather go work. I want to get this money. So I've always been about getting money, you know, whether it was a good way or whether it was a bad way. I had my experiences out here in these streets and society and everything like that. And now I want to represent, you know, a nice message with this music and everything.
Well, you know what I'm going to do right now? We're going to get into that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't usually get into, like, a second track this early, but,
yeah,
you know, I want to get into that track. So tell us a little bit about Big Money.
They probably like, man, what is he talking about?
tell us a little bit about Big Money.
This is Big Money right now. This is on iTunes right now for 99 cents. Google it, Dollar Rise, Big Money on iTunes, 99 cents. It's not that much money. I asked for much. It's a dollar. You pay a dollar for a soda. Get this hot behind song.
No doubt. I got to get into this. All right, Dons and Divas. Y'all know I don't usually play a second track this early, But this right here is a flamethrower. This is Dollar Rod smashing his single, Whoosh. Get Money. And if you don't know, now you know. Remember where you heard it first.
Get familiar,
G.G. Khaled, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Dime, I'm even my top, no, I got dough. She on the same tip I'm on, ready to blow. I'm sitting on your click, and your chick wanna ride. And it drops 645, sitting on your spot. That money on my mind all the time, gotta get it. I'm trying to see them figures like Jay Diddy and Fitty. My paper too thick, my wallet can't close. I got more rings than the universe sold. I don't feel none of y'all, cause my hands froze. Pulling all of this. I'm the man, yo, tech, yo, money, on top of money, that's what I'm talking about. Bounce with me if you know just what I'm talking about. Popular dollar, I am who they talking about. Ain't talking dollars and I don't know what you're talking about. Money, so I spend big money. Call me DR, pretty woman in my entourage. I'm a rock star.
Royal blue, Billy
is all the top. Getting money, player in the game, flipping out, I'm been that. Now who else better can bring light skin back? A trill cat, fresh meat, matching fitted cat. Being broke is the state of mind, I ain't into that. The luxuries I rap about, I'm really living at. And if you can relate, tell that DJ bring it back. Yeah, I'm trying to get up on this cash. I be on my toes while you sitting on your... Never had an off-night ball like I'm Jordan. I go real hard till I'm sitting on the fortune. I play real hard cause I work hard for it. That's why I'm at the bar tipping off y'all more. Get big money, so I spend big money.
It's no fronting. I live a good life every night, smash something. Getting chicken, only thing listed on the agenda. I get advance money, little homie, you a beginner. She wanna roll with him, she know how to spot a winner. She threw it at me fast like a baseball pitcher. Left hand on the wheel and my right hand liquor.
I hate her when a jack in my lap is a flicker.
Now I'm in the spot like them haters going through it. My music on the radio, your girl singing to it. Wishing she was with me cause she know that I'm the coolest. Got laid for days, my chain is the bluest suit-ish. Working the trap and we all hustling. Doing what we gotta do to keep that money coming in. If I'm holding that work, Dollar Simmons, I'm rushing it. So I'm on the clock, non-stop for the love of
big money. So I spend big money.
Yo, Dollar, you went
right
A on that one right there. Yo, you went A. And when that track came on, the line just started lighting up, yo. You went in on that one.
I was in my main club. You got a strip club or whatever. I'm in this club,
uh-huh.
And the DJ put that joint on or whatever, and like, I ain't never been in a club like that with a plan or whatever, so I'm listening to it for the first time. I'm like, yo, I gotta make this video for this track, man. Like,
you went hard. When I say hard, crazy. We have a caller on the line for you. Matter of fact, let me speak this real fast. Excuse me for 1 minute, Dollar. All right, I want to say it once again. The number to call, 646-200-3838, to speak to Dollar Rise. Press 1 or just stay on the line to hear the show. Right now, we have a caller on the line for you, Dollar. Caller, are you there?
Is this Dollar Rise?
You.
Yo, is this Dollar Rise?
yo, this Dollar Rise was really good.
Well, he did, baby. This the Lord Sing, a.k.a. Bad Guy, a.k.a. Polo Boy Todd.
Bad Guy made a call. You heard that big money?
This is bad, man.
What up?
You heard that big money? You know, living it out, blowing it down, living it out for today.
This is my brother right here, y'all. And look, this is my witness to last week. Like, them girls started going crazy in that strip club to that joint. Like, that thing
Yo,
is crazy.
That's flames,
yeah.
Right
there.
No question. You got flames. That right there is like that driving, that walking, that dance. It's like everything in one. Even when you ride, driving in a ride, it's like, you know, it's like
one
you
want to
do with some Fast and Furious joint, like, you know.
When
it's
I went over
fire.
My beach house and we was going through beach or whatever, man, I probably sat there, drank a bottle of Hennessy. It wasn't a flip, it was one of them little personal drinks. And that was the one. I was like, this is the one. That's it. Out of all your beats I listen to, all your beats, this is my beat right here. This is mine. You know what I'm saying? And from that day, it's on and popping. And I got it cracking. Like, you see, I got the song Get It Cracking. You know, the CD is full of these type of songs. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, speaking of your productions, do you have one producer? Is it certain ones you choose for certain materials that you want when you write your lyrics?
I get a lot of beats submitted to me or whatever. You know, producers, if you're listening, send those beats to mp3.dollarize@gmail. But, I get a lot of beats submitted to me or whatever. I get a lot of producers, you know, sending me to these soundtrack pieces and stuff like that. I have my own, you know, producers that I've been dealing with for years now. Or whatever, and I always keep them, you know, in rotation with whatever I'm doing or whatever. But I always add, you know, new people to the mix or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I come across something and it's hot, you know, and the producer is like, you know, he's rocking with me or whatever. Because, you know, it's some people out there, like those rappers that are just about that money, you know. And then there's people that, you know, that's about, you know, being real and showing love and passing the beat off and you know, yeah, we gonna do business with this beat or whatever. You know, and then I had people that I just buy the beat flat out. You know what I mean? Just buy the beat flat out or whatever. Then you have people that you can lease beats. It's all type of stuff going on with these beats. So, like, when I drop a mixtape, I might have dropped another mixtape. I drop a mixtape or whatever. That'll have beats from producers all over the place on it and stuff. And then I drop the album or whatever. That'll be, you know, producers that are, you know, that I had an agreement with to, you know, I mean, split certain percentages down, you know what I mean, between each other, when the money comes in or whatever. Like, you know, people don't think about the long haul of the situation. Like, if this is a banging song and I can get the deal off this song, you know, why would you sell me the beat for $250 or sell me the beat for even $1,500, you know?
Exactly.
Now, that's up to the producer or whatever. If they're smart, and they're riding with me, and they know in their heart the way I know in my heart that the song is a hit, and we just need to move with it, you know, then that producer is going to do what he has to do, you know?
We have another caller on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, miss?
Okay, you got Dollar Rise on the air. You have a question for Dollar?
Yes, this is T. I was wondering, have you been in any, like, plays or big shows?
Plays? I haven't been in a play yet. You know, I've been looking into it or whatever. Like, do you mean
plays?
Well, I mean, you don't. They have rappers in plays, Rick. Come on, man.
I ain't got to that yet. Like, I printed a lot of posters for some plays that my people do or whatever. You know,
okay.
Have you
performed with any, like, top rappers or anything like that, or would you want to?
Like, yeah, I don't think I've got out there and performed with pop artists or whatever yet.
Uh-huh.
But I've definitely done, like, pop-type tracks or whatever.
Okay.
You know, I look forward to doing more of it. It just, you know, it hasn't got to that point yet or whatever where I made that type of music yet. Like, I made a lot of music that's for, you know, in the hood. I made a lot of music, you know, that wasn't that commercial sound yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll be making old songs, I feel as though, when the timing is correct or whatever. Like, when I create the buzz properly,
and I got enough fan base to make whatever type of music I can make. I can make whatever type of music I can make now, but it's like what I present people as right now is like, I'm a regular guy from the streets or whatever.
Right.
You know,
okay.
As opposed to like that over the top superstar. Just if I was like a singer, I probably would have, been doing that right now. But like me being a rapper, where I'm coming from and stuff, you know, I had to come up in the ranks a certain way before I can jump out there like that.
Okay. Do you plan on giving back to the community?
Do I give back to the community?
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, on Saturdays or whatever, I go downtown. I'm going downtown right now. Tomorrow morning, I would normally go, but I got to go to a wedding tomorrow. But downtown or whatever, they got to feed the homeless situation, you know, and that's every Saturday from like 9 o'clock in the morning to like 1 in the afternoon, 2 in the afternoon, and people get out there and, you know, feed the homeless or whatever. I've been looking into like toy drives for the kids right now, but like me trying to put together a team with me right now, that's been kind of complicated. So
do you be performing? I mean, like downtown, because I used to live in Philly, but. I'm trying to figure out, where you be downtown?
A lot of people got me, they got familiar with me in Mill Creek. That's in Southwest Philly on 42nd and Chester. Like, I was doing that for a couple of years, and, like, you know, I had a lot of my peoples, you know, that were promoters in that certain location or whatever. So, you know, they had every week there, so I would be invited to come perform at different people's events on a weekly basis at that spot or whatever. But I performed downtown throughout downtown in Philly. I perform it's everywhere, basically. I perform everywhere in Philly. I've been touching everywhere. Broad Street.
Your music is what's up, and, you know, keep doing the damn thing and, you know, rise to the top.
You know what I want you to do? I got a song on the internet called Who Do You Love? That's on the internet. Look that up on Google. Kind of like a crossover pop track. I did that track. It's a remake from a 50s song. And, like, my partner is an old white man or whatever. And we put that together. We were, like, tapping for a deal with that. Yeah, I'm telling you. He discovered Kenny Gamble, actually, my partner. So it's like, I deal with people that be out here doing things, you know, big things or whatever.
There you go.
Not like a minor
type
of
thing. That's the only way to go. That's the only way to go.
I appreciate you calling in, too.
Not a problem.
Where you at now? You in New York?
I'm in Jersey.
Right. That's what's up. Yeah. Tell people about them. You know.
Oh, no doubt. I'm part of the team, so, you know.
Find me on Facebook. It's Dollar Rise. Like, that's
okay.
It's just both words put together. DOLLARI.
I'll do that now. Okay.
Yeah.
But like I
Facebook,
say, keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
You're a new fan of mine. This is what I do every day.
All right now. Because I will be in Philly. I do hang out in Philly because my child is there. So I'm going to have to look you up for real.
I even promote shows myself in Philly or whatever. I just had a club myself for a couple months or whatever. And that fell through. But, you know, what I'm saying is, like, I'm always doing something. Like, you know, you can always find me somewhere. That's a good thing and that's a bad thing, too. But I stay busy though. Like, just look me up. That's all. Yeah.
Okay. But most definitely.
All right. Thanks for calling, T. Dollar, we have another call on the line for you.
All right.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing?
You have Dollar Rise on the line. You have a question for him?
Not a question, more like a statement. The track Big Money is going to make you a lot of big money. That's
I appreciate that.
Definitely a winning track. Definitely.
Yes. And that's why I actually this year I won a competition called the Indie Music Idol. It was an online competition or whatever, and I won that because of Big Money. Yeah, see,
right.
So Big Money, people hearing it or whatever and definitely being recognized and like the people that, you know, that put that competition together, they were like old white men, you know, and they liked the song. You know, so
right.
It's definitely a winner and I'm gonna keep rocking with it.
Definitely a winner in my book. And my only advice is keep working hard and continue to put God first, and everything will definitely pay off. All hard work pays off.
Yes, yes, that's what it's about. I don't know nothing else right now but hard work and God first, like you said. And the song is 99 cents, so if you want to go get it, you can go get it. Or when the CD drops, you can just buy the whole CD and be on there.
All right. I'll do both. Thank you.
Thank you. What's your name again?
Thank you for calling.
Eva. That's Young Fire.
Now, Dollar.
Yeah.
Some artists feel like they are the best at what they do, you know what I mean? Because that's mm-hmm. the way they're supposed to feel. What makes
right.
you feel you're the best at being a rapper?
Because I'm going to be the best at being me and not being somebody else. I'm going to be me and show the people, you know, something different and something new. And, you know, it's going to be something else. And they're going to be looking at the best, like, what's the best out here or whatever. And I'm going to be up there. And they're going to look. And they're going to be like, all right, well, he's doing this better. Like, right now, like, all these years, I've seen these people performing and stuff like that. And, you know, these guys are signed, getting millions of dollars, and they're not giving the people anything when they're up there rapping. You know, it's like mm-hmm. It's half-ass. You know, they up there playing with it or whatever. Like, me personally, when I get to that level, and y'all see me on BET, or 106 and Park, whatever I'm doing performing, you know, I'm going to be rocking. Like, y'all going to be probably in your house rocking with me just because you're like, man, that guy has energy. You know, I'm with the people. I'm doing all that, man, because, you know, a lot of these guys, they cheating out here. Be for real, for real. They're not putting the work in, and they're getting all this money and all this stuff, and it's like, I'm sitting back like, man, like, I know all these years what I've been doing, and like, when people see me perform or whatever, you know, I'm jumping off the stage, whatever, you know, I see ladies in the crowd, I go straight in and look at one woman while I'm rapping, stuff like that. Like, y'all just gotta look me up. I got a lot of tracks or whatever for everybody or whatever. So I look for my CDs and download them and, you know, just support what I do. Because, like, being the best rapper takes doing everything the best, you know? Like, we having this interview right now. I could have been on here laid back, hot up, not, you know, giving y'all nothing to thrive off, but what's the point? You know?
Exactly.
That's what makes me better.
Exactly. You definitely gonna do what we gotta do to push you out there faster.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. Now, let's get into that. Go ahead, Dollar. What were you gonna say?
Oh no, I was just saying time is of the essence. Like, that's why I work so hard or whatever. I don't, you know, I be looking at time like, man, time flies. I don't know if everybody recognizes it, but time be flying faster than it used to. I don't know if it's me personally, but I feel as though I gotta make a move every single day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna sit back and look at myself as a failure, you know. And a lot of people don't know. You never know when it's your time or whatever. Like, how about this? Since we all listening in or whatever, my grandfather got killed 2008 by a 15-year-old. You know.
Wow.
Like, it wasn't his time. Like, you know, it shouldn't have been his time, but it was his time. You know.
Yeah.
And that's sad. You know, and it's just like, you know, life is precious. Life is valuable and it's short, you know, so why waste it? A lot of people, you know, they might be on Facebook wasting, you know, every day. Like, you're a rapper, but every day you talking about some dumb stuff or whatever instead of promoting yourself. So that's why I can get on the internet and I promote myself. I talk to everybody and stuff like that, but I'm not just on the internet wasting my time. You know, I got the website. I got that up and running right now. I need that myself, you know. I do all type of stuff.
I feel you. Let's talk about your single, We Bossin'.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. See, I'm going to tell you something about We Bossin'. I'm not putting the video out until it's right. That's how I feel. Like some people, like, that song is so good that it has to have a budget behind it. You know what I mean? So if anybody listening and you're looking for an artist to invest in, you hear this song, and you got that bread, let's make it happen. You dig me? Because it's crazy. It's bananas. Like, you know, and I had to, as I made We Bossin' and Big Money, I had to start actually like, all right, I know I got to do this video thing. So let me make songs that I can make my videos, you know what I mean, that are realistic, that I can make my videos with. Because We Bossin' is just so crazy, like, you know, it's just so fly. It has to have a budget. I got to be signed and try to. Like, I got to be on TV.
We're going to let them know what it's about, too, right now.
This is how you go.
All right, Lonzo Divas. No doubt. Here's another flamethrower for you by Dollar Rise. We boss it. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
So we stand up.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah. We boss it, living like a movie. Yeah. I'm closing. When it come to this money, I get it often. Push the damn no hands when I'm parking. Big bird, pinky ring, yellow like margarine. Dollar eye shining, dollar eye grinding. Suck it, just hate all they want, I don't mind them. City to city, that G4 flying. Chain hanging down on my chest, call it the Heimlich. Take them two at a time, maybe a trio. I keep a little freak to pull mommies in Puerto Rico. My passport popping, I'm overseas daily. This 50 that I'm puffing make it hard to see clearly. G-spent in demons, I'm eating and I'm freaking down pieces so frequent, yeah. I'm everywhere, you see me, I'm doing good. And they all wanna leave with a boss, I'm so hood. We bossing, living like a movie. Yeah. City to city, what different cities wanna do, yeah. I'm here, you're there, I'm right here, man. Boston, living like a movie. Yeah. City to city, what different chickens wanna do? Yeah. I'm here, you're there. I'm doing it, making it happen. East St. Laurent fashion's a magnet for bad chicks with sexual attractions. Turned out by Dollar gave her a bad habit. I'm getting paid, low TV and D shade. A prior neck of Valley pulling the hotties out on South Street of Germantown. Avid don't matter. The next day I'm making appearances in Atlanta. Cubans with my cognac. This is ball status. Sex with the baddest and I treat them like they average. Popping collars, dropping dollars on properties. This is MOB popping. Don't take them on shopping sprees. Yeah, I love to get it, yeah, I love to spin it. These women love when I'm in it, trying to get them committed, huh? I'm everywhere, you see me, I'm doing good. And they all want to leave with a boss, I'm so hood. We bossing, living like a movie. City to city, what different chickens want to do, yeah. I'm here, you're there, I'm right here, man. We're bossing, living like a movie. City to city, what different chickens want to do, yeah. I'm here, you're there, I'm right here, man. We're bossing. I'm here, where you at, hater? Nowhere. Sin City getting busy, you ain't ever go there. You a local, I am bi-coastal. When you got Fetty for days, they wanna know you. My side mean, Dollar Rise, Black Diamond. Keep it on my waist like a Calvin Klein band. I be dripping them on Dixters, come and ride with them. I be in an affliction with some different type of denim. I'm way cooler, bucket of ice on the Frank Mueller. Soon as we hit the club, all the women race to them. Stay moving like a U-Haul. What should we do, y'all? This money don't stop, so I don't choose off. Self-made, ain't nobody help. Made till I came up with a plan that we getting well paid. I'm everywhere, you see me, I'm doing good. And they all wanna leave with a boss, I'm so hood. Yeah. We bossing, living like a movie. City to city, what different chickens wanna do, yeah. I'm here, you're there, I'm right here, man. Yeah. We bossing, living like a movie. Yeah. City to city, what different chickens wanna do, yeah. I'm here, you're there, I'm right here, man.
Dollar. There's no way.
Yeah.
No way. We actually have a caller on the line for you right now because, you know, time is going by so fast. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you have Dollar Rise on the line?
What's up? Who this?
What's up, man? It's me, Angelic Voices, boy.
Oh, all right. That's Angelic Voices. Matter of fact, he's up next.
Oh, Angelic Voices. That's what's up.
I listened
to your interview with yours.
Nah, I just
yeah, but what's
to,
good,
I
though?
Just,
you like that music, though, man? What's up, man? You
yeah,
got
yeah.
some bangers?
I feel your music, brother. I feel your
that's
music,
up, man.
Keep doing your thing, man.
Appreciate
and
that.
Keep being creative, bro.
Yeah, like, that's what it's about, man. Like, people nowadays or whatever, they make their videos, like, you spending this money just to do nothing. Like, I mean, you can
well,
stay in your bedroom and make a creative video. Like, you know what I mean? Put some work in.
Yeah, that's I barely look at the TV, man. I'm always creating, bro.
I hear that.
You know? I hear the hunger in you.
Yeah, add me on all those websites.
Yeah, that's That's definitely important, man. And keep that hunger. When you make it, keep hunger, man. Never lose that, man.
Yeah, I don't plan on getting, you know, comfortable. I can't get comfortable ever.
Yeah, because you know how the story goes when somebody make a lot of bread, man. They definitely get comfortable, man. And then you hear it in their music. It sounds watered down.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't be feeling that, man. Like I said, I've been listening to this music since I was a child, you know. So I'm a fan of hip hop first. So I'd be sitting back like, man, this is what we have to listen to. And I'm sure people, you know, in the 20s and stuff like that, they might, you know, a lot of people might agree with me or whatever. If you find yourself with your iPod full of stuff from the 90s and stuff like that, like Jay-Z and Big and Pac and all that type of stuff, you know. I know ain't no 30-year-old riding around with an iPod full of the stuff that's on 106 and Park right now. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
But yeah, definitely get with me, dog. Like, I make good music, you know what I'm saying? As long as you about making good music, let's go. That's what I tell every artist or whatever. Like, you know,
if y'all want a connection, I could just, like, link y'all up and all that.
Yeah, we did.
It's all gravy, my brother. You could definitely
thank you,
huh?
That's what it's all about, love and entertainment, you know? So
yes,
I could definitely y'all could discuss that, you know, discuss what y'all want to do, how y'all want to do it, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right
now. Just keep it moving. Let these people know.
So Angelina,
I just dropped a video. I just dropped the video like 2-3 days ago or whatever. You know, it's like it's a little teaser. You know, it's a track on the CD or whatever. It's something to get people a visual right now. So y'all, I look on YouTube, look up Dollar Rise. It's called Heads High. I don't know if I sent you the track or whatever, but it's a nice little video, quick, I'm like bang, and then I'm about to give y'all the whole video, the next video.
Oh, alright. No doubt.
That's what's up.
No doubt. For Dollar, I want you to know. I'm running out of time. By next year, I'm going to expand this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because time just flying by.
Hey,
but
I was right, man.
Thank you, yo, for taking your time out to join us. There's no question about it. GQ is definitely going to put words in. I'm going to keep in contact with you.
Yes, sir. Because
I'm telling you, you're killing it right now. Definitely.
I don't do nothing corny. Y'all never gonna hear me do nothing corny. Like we talked about, I'm not gonna get comfortable ever. I'm always about making my stuff better, you know, and getting that boost and being better than the last track I did, you know. So that's why I tell everybody, I'm making all big money. You know, all my songs is gonna be just, it's gonna be, you know, me going in and giving you, you know, that passion and that hunger or whatever.
No doubt.
Because I'm gifted or whatever, so why not use it? And, like, you know, I'm definitely going to portray a message. You know, right now I might, you know, y'all might hear tracks out there that sound like a bunch of mess, me talking a bunch of BS sometimes or whatever, but that's what it is, though, people. That's what it is. That's what y'all all like. But the thing, though, I'm going to have messages in between everything I put out. So just always keep your ear
open.
Yeah.
Now, What I want you to do, Dollar, is tell them the information on how to hear your tracks and everything, and, you know, give us shout-outs and all that.
All right. Well, I got the website, dollar-rise.com. I got Facebook. I got Twitter, Dollar Rise. Put the words together. You know, if it comes down to it, you can Google me because I'm on a lot of social sites. Y'all can just go to Google and type in Dollar Space Rise, you know, and all my YouTube stuff is going to come up, you know, different websites that I'm on is going to come up or whatever. Y'all got my main website, that's dollar-rise.com, though. You know, all my stuff is linked to my website right now, so you got all the different sites that I'm on right there, so you can add me from my website or whatever. That's what I got that for, you know. So you can always follow me or whatever. I got the Twitter feed on there, you know. So just look me up, baby.
No doubt. Any shout-outs you want to give, Dollar, anything like that?
I want to shout-out my family, you know. I want to shout-out all my team that's running with me and supporting Track This Entertainment or whatever. I want to shout y'all out, GQ Palace. for putting me on station or whatever tonight and allow me to get on here and do my venting and stuff. And, I just want to shout out everybody that called up, you know, and showed love tonight. And just shout out everybody that's out there that's about something, you know.
No doubt.
My people is all booked. I can be sitting here saying a bunch of people, free my cousin, free my cousin Sal, free my man Sue, you know, but we'll be here all night, and it's time to wrap it up. All y'all hold your head.
He definitely
going to
get you back.
Huh?
He definitely going to get you back on the show.
Yeah, man, get me
no
back up here, man. You know, you see, I got a lot to say, Doug. I had my little journal.
No doubt.
While we
definitely
going to
get you back on the show.
And, yeah, I'm comfortable. Let's go. Track this entertainment, Valor
right.
Raz. Look me up.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yes,
all right, Dons and Divas. Coming up next, one of the hottest producers in the music industry, Angelic Voices. Here to let y'all know what's going on with him, and we will play a track or two he produced
so y'all can hear why he's one of the hottest producers out right now. We'll be right back. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Now I'm in your ass set. Hit you with the truth skills. Stick it. Now I'm in your ass set. I got
some. I keep you fresher than the next chick. No need for you to ever sweat the next chick. With speed, I make the best chick see the exit. Indeed, you gotta know your parents to respect this. By me, you get the keys to the Lexus. But no driving, got your own 96 something. You're riding, keep your right side of Versace. That's why you gotta watch your friends, you got to watch me. They conniving. The first chance to crack for bank. They try me, all they get is 50 cent francs. And papayas from the village to the deli. Time to kill it on your belly. No question, have one black chick between my cheeks and asses. They say sex is a weapon. So when I shoot, meet your death in less than 8 seconds. Still pounding in your afterlife, laughing. My thing is tight. Who you asking, right?
Now I'm in your ass set. Hit you with the truth still. Tick it. Now I'm in your ass set. I got style. Now I'm in your ass set. Hit you with the truth still. I got style. Tick it.
Fresh to death in Machino. Coach bad, looking half black and Filipino. Faking no jack. Got you a beaver to feel important. Surrounded your feet and Jonah Davis and Charles Jordan. I keep you dug with love. You know these hoes be making me weak. Y'all know why we goes be. And so I creep. I've been saying since you've been playing with Barbie and Kenny. You can't change a player's game in the ninth inning. The chrome rim spinning keeps them grinning. So I run way up in them and wrinkle their face like Lennon. I play hard and till they say God. He's keeping it real. Chicken stay hard. Lord, don't even trip. I never slip. Get a grip. What you don't see is what you get. Weapons concealed. Tell me what y'all feel. When you brothers play sick, we can all get it.
What you do? Now I'm in your ass set. Hit you with the truth still.
Come home, knew I was coming off with half of them checks. Now we on the ride, you're down.
Welcome back, Dons and Divas, to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have Angelic Voices, one of the biggest, hottest producers on the scene. Angelic Voices, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot.
Angelic,
a lot, man.
What's going
what's
on,
up?
Man?
What's up, brother? What's up, man?
Call it. What is good? What is going on?
I see, man. I see you got a full plate, brother.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's all good, though. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, man.
Now, I know you wanted to invite a guest with you on the show also.
Yeah.
And Tice, are you there?
Hi.
What's
how
going on?
Everything, man. Everything.
Oh, we got a little snippet of some fat tracks there, huh? A little exclusive we're going to be playing
yeah,
soon.
It's exclusive, man.
Yeah,
exclusive,
we
man.
Said you got exclusive, dude. So we got to stay
yes,
true to our word.
Definitely doing y'all thing. Ain't no question about it. Y'all
man.
Definitely doing it. Y'all doing it hard. Y'all doing it real hard. And that's what's good because y'all sticking together with y'all doing it. You know, as long as y'all let nobody get in the way, the success is definitely be there.
Oh,
you know
definitely.
What I mean?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Now, let me get into you, Angelic Voices, real fast, right?
Cool.
When you first started productions on tracks, right? What's like the first thing you start with when you're doing your tracks? Is it like the keyboard, the drum machine? What's the first thing you start with when you're first doing your tracks?
Well, first, it really depends on the feeling that I get first. But usually, it really be on the keyboard, though. I start playing these little melodies. I hear the melodies, and then I play them, you know, when I hear. Because actually, I've been playing keyboard since I was 3-4 years old. So that's how I started, though. That's how I actually started off. And sometimes when I can dream about something and just wake up and go right to my keyboard and just play it out. And when I finish hearing a product, I'll just be bugging out sometimes, you know. But basically, yeah, that's how I started.
All right. And how long you been doing your production, you know?
Well, actually, I've been taking it seriously. I've been doing this for the past 14 years. I've been doing it for a long time, but I DJ first a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I started DJing actually at the age of 16. So, but I really, really buckled down within these last 2 years because I really wanted to study my craft. So what I did is I took off a whole year without watching no TV, no listening to no radio, and just effective from the craft.
How you could do that? I gotta have something. That's what's good about it. That means you're really serious about what you do. Not saying I ain't, but I gotta have something there. I'm like, you know.
Every now and again, I take a peek. You know what's going on during the music world. You know, I take a little peek. Because I don't really want to mimic nobody. I want to just do my own, you know, create my own sound and music, you know. And like I actually learned from one of the greatest DJs that I can learn from. His name is Steve D. He actually created beat juggling. You know, when you take two records and you make beats out of it.
Okay.
So he told me, he said, yo, well, the best advice I can give you is, because I always wanted him to teach me how to do that. He said, I can't teach you. What I could do is tell you, go get you two turntables and just learn your back-to-backs. So that stuck in my mind for a long time. So I kind of take that advice with my music. You know, if I have anything in my music and I want to do, I'd rather just create my own sound, my own music. So that's how I really create.
And if I could step in for a moment... That actually works for me too because the story that I had was similar. I know the last time we interviewed, you had asked me, you know, the same question, how I came up with my material. And it took me a while, too. I have my program, again, GarageBand, on my MacBook. And I was, you know, I'm listening to everybody else and, you know, a lot of other artists that use the same program. And being determined to learn my program, I had asked a young lady whose track I had listened to how she did it. She explained to me how, but wouldn't tell me, you know, she explained to me the program she used, but wouldn't tell me how she did it. So I was frustrated. And I, you know, after talking to AV, he was like, I'm going to tell you the same thing somebody told me. Get to the computer, sit down, and study it yourself. He said, because everybody's not always going to be able to teach you, you know. And if the job is there, you'll learn it. And here I am, a little over 2 months later, you know, learning, you know, knowing my program. And then here we are, AV and I, almost 2 months later with, on my CD, almost 13 tracks, you know. Mm. That, you know,
okay.
We've done back and forth.
Now, y'all got 13 tracks on the CD. Like, what could the audience be expecting from y'all? Like, what type of music, you know? Like, what's the feel that they're going to get that y'all feel that y'all provide on the CD?
It's diverse.
Oh, want me to answer that, Tyce?
Yeah.
Well, well, Hustling is like she's like neo soul, old R&B type, you know, feel. Cause right now it's a lot of dubstep, you know, trap music, and they even got it in the R&B itself. So it's not everything is watered down. So we trying to bring back the essence of R&B, you know, neo soul sound back. Music, because nobody's actually doing that out here, actually, to me, you know. We want to create timeless music, like, you know, like the Gladys Knight and, you know, the Patti LaBelle's and the OJ's, you know. You could pick the record on 10, 20 years from now. We don't want to make with something that's relevant for right now. We want our great-grandkids to put on that music, you know. And that's what I was trying to tell the young man, you know, in the earlier interview, that keep your hunger, because you can make it, right? But then your music will show, you know. But basically, that's what we're trying to create now, and you're gonna hear it when you play Take Me There.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna play Take You There right now. I'm gonna get into that right now. Just, you know,
let's see
what y'all working with. You know, this is a little exclusive and everything. Just so the listeners and them can see what y'all working with and how y'all get down on doing y'all thing. Because I know it's fire, but I just want them to know it's fire. You know what I mean?
Right.
All right.
Yeah, once you play that, I got a story to tell you about that song, about this particular song. Once you play it, if AV doesn't mind, I got a story to tell you.
We definitely want to hear it.
Okay,
Dons and Divas, phone lines are now open. Call in with your comments and, you know, let us know how you feel about this track with Angelic Voices and Antice. It's fire. Take it from Rich Money, GQ Palace. So stay right there and don't move. And remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
You said this one was gonna be out for good.
Thank you.
And there it is.
Wow.
And there it is.
And that's just an exclusive. That's just an exclusive of it. Now, what I want to hear is this. We have a caller on the line. Matter of fact, I need to bring this caller in right now first. And tell
okay.
I really need to bring this caller in right now because
okay.
I don't play no games.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you have angelic voices on the line.
Yes, I know. That's my son. Hi, BJ. You know what I want to say? What I want to say is that you said that you started when you was 3 or 4. You did not start playing that keyboard until you was 2. You was 2
okay,
years old.
All right.
Oh, okay,
I just
want
to make that correction.
Okay.
He played until he finally got up to the big keyboard because I was getting him all of the small ones for Christmas, and he would play all through the house. All through the house with it. See, everybody has a gift, and I told my son that he has a gift. You know, and I'm seeing that his gift is coming true. I'm so
mm-hmm.
proud of him, very proud of
yes.
him. And I guess he's yeah. saying, I don't believe this is my mother on the phone. She don't usually do this. But I
but
am so proud of him.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Thanks, Mom. Love you, Mom.
I love you.
Don't sound embarrassed. You're supposed to sound proud because if Mom's tell you something like that, and
I
tell
know,
you was
right?
younger when you was doing the keyboard?
Yes.
You know, that's something real serious. That
yes.
means you was definitely
wow.
talented and gifted to
yes.
do what you're doing.
And the young
wow.
lady, she sounds so nice on it. I just believe
you.
It. You are so nice.
Thank
wow.
you, Mama. Thank you.
Wow.
I appreciate that.
Wow. But, okay, that's all I had to say.
Okay.
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 All right,
okay.
Ma. You enjoy your week. You have a blessed weekend.
Thank you, and you too.
All right, Ma. Later.
Wow.
And you sound a little like, whoa, Mom's going to. I don't
EQ Palace, bringing families
yeah,
together.
About to start, man.
I don't. When Mom's call, we had another
right.
big promoter on his Mom's call. Listen, I don't play when it comes to Mom's.
Right.
Everything stopped when it comes to Mom's. When I find out his Mom's, everything stopped. Mom's
that's
goes straight
awesome.
On.
That is
you
awesome.
Wow.
Okay, Aunt Tyson, let's hear this little story you were saying real fast. Come on.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So it goes back to, well, it goes along with this, the track. When AV first sent it to me, I loved it. I was feeling it, vibing to it, the whole nine. But this was one of the most, I'm a person who likes to challenge myself, especially when it comes to my vocals. I had to step outside. I had to, like, take myself to a whole, you know, other place to come up with the vocals for this track. This was one of the most difficult tracks, and that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing at all. This is one of the most
right.
difficult tracks that I've ever had to write to and have ever had to think about, like, how I wanted to arrange it vocally. So I'm sending this track back and forth to AV, and he's like, this is the song right here that's going to make you a hit. I mean, this is the song right here that's going to put you on the map. And I was like, I don't think so. You know, I don't think the vocals sound that good, you know.
Right.
I posted it on Reverb Nation, listened to it, yanked it off. Why you take the song off? I said, because I'm just not happy with vocals right now. He's like, I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with them. They sound good. So I went back, redid the whole track, and sent it right back to him.
Wow.
But that's me not being satisfied. I'm my own worst critic. So that's me not being satisfied with how, you know how they say in the industry, something that somebody else that you may not like, it may sound
mm-hmm.
bananas to someone else, you know, and that's
yeah.
the case with this track.
Right.
That track is definitely fire. No
thank
question
you.
About it.
Thank
it's
you.
Fire. We actually have another caller on the line for y'all. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. You have angelic voices on the line.
What's up, man? Good
what's
lady.
Up? What's up, brother?
Yeah, it's all good. I just want to let you know the track Take You There is banging. And I would like to know, I know it's an exclusive, but when will it be available?
Wow. Wow. It should be available sometime next year.
Early next year.
Early.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like by spring. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, y'all keep up the good work.
We will, definitely. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you for calling. But anyway, now let me ask you. Now that track, how long did it actually take you to produce that track and to get the lyrics down and tight? So this is a question for both of y'all.
All right. Well, on my end, it actually took me 20 minutes to produce that track. Sometimes it takes me 20 minutes to produce a track. Sometimes it takes me an hour, but I don't know, I guess that particular day I was really feeling it, and I just went in there, got on my keyboard, and did what I had to do.
So, Antrace, how long did it take you to write the lyrics for that track?
It took him 20 minutes. It took me maybe, I'll say a half an hour at the most. Because like I said, when I first heard it, again, I go back to the interview we did a few weeks ago when I was, telling you that when I get tracks from him, it's rare that you listen to a track and they kind of dictate, the track kind of dictates what you're going to write to the song, And that's how it came about with this one. So the minute I heard it, I was like, oh, my goodness. As a matter of fact, I think we were Skyping each other the day that he sent me that track. And he's like, Price, what you doing? And I said, I'm right. And all he could hear is me tick, 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 tick on my laptop. He's like, what are you doing? I'm writing. So it was instantaneous. It was instantaneous. And that's like that with most of our tracks.
And that's good because y'all got that collaboration together where y'all can actually do it like that. That's what's good about it. We have another caller on the line for y'all. Caller, are you there?
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay, you have Angelic Voices and Tice on the line.
Hello, AD.
Hi, how's
everyone doing? This is Anita.
Okay,
hey.
Anita.
Hey.
Oh, part of the GQ Palace family. She's the producer and network of the GQ Palace family. Well, hello.
How you doing, Nina?
I'm fine, and you?
How's
everybody?
We're good.
First, let me say beautiful collaboration. Rich took the word out before I could say it, but nice collaboration, nice come together. Y'all work well together.
Thank you.
I enjoyed the music. I love going on your page, all the music on your page. I want to ask you because, I used to write, and it was asked of me before, could you put some lyrics to some music? No, could you write? Yeah, could you put some lyrics to some music? What do you think is easier, to have the lyrics first or the music first? Which one is easier?
There's
going to
be two different opinions.
There's going to be two different types of opinions, but I'll give you my opinion. From a producer point of view, I think it works hand in hand, to be honest with you, because sometimes you don't have the music right. It could be a little melody that you hear in your head, and you just start writing to it, So I think it works. To me, I think it works hand in hand. But I think it'll be more easier if you get a track to you, and the words will come out more better. That's my take on it.
Okay, and my take on that is, to me, it's either or. As AV was saying, it's either or. I sit and write a lot, so. Sometimes I hear, a lot of, like you said, the melodies in my head, and I'll sit and I'll write, the lyrics. I can't say either way, I can't say that it's easier if I get a track. I can't say that, it's easier if I write first. It just happens for me. It just happens. But I can say this. Once you get a track, again, then you have more to go off of. If you're writing lyrics without a track, you have the melody in your head, then you have to portray that melody to that producer and try to bring, you know, breathe life to that and to the lyrics before, you know, with the producer before the music is even, you know, arranged. So for me, like I said, it kind of works both ways.
That makes sense. It definitely makes sense to have the melody first for me. And it's, that's something I've debated for the longest time, so then I just left the topic alone. I've listened to the music on your page without lyrics and fully enjoyed them. Y'all both are very talented. Yeah,
thank
y'all
you.
Both very, very talented. And
thank
I wish y'all the best. Keep
thank
going.
You so much. We appreciate it.
All right.
All right.
I got to go now. Yeah, I definitely had to make sure I hit AZ up. I definitely did.
Okay.
All
right.
Now, AZ, let me ask you. Now, when you actually doing your productions, right?
Yeah.
When you sampling a track, you know, do you sample like the sample first, or do you get the beat and you do the beat first, or do the sampling? Do the sampling comes before or after the beat? What's the best way to do that if you were to like sample a track?
Well, and the way I do it, you know, I actually watch my cousin because he's actually I call him the master sampler, man, because he's retarded. His name is Q7. Mm-hmm. Shut up to Q730. But to me, I usually just listen to the song first of what I'm going to sample. And it has to be a certain part or a certain melody or a certain way I'm going to chop it up. And then I add everything else to it. And then I add the drums to it like that. You know, but I have to listen to the song that I'm going to chop up. Now, usually all my beats are played out. I make them from scratch. But just to sort of just the versatility of me as a musician, I definitely want to, you know, I do sample beats as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I want to get into this track that you produced, New York City, Harlem.
Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, when I was younger, man, I used to hear Frank Sinatra here that sang that song, you know, New York, New York. So I was like, one particular day, I was just, you know, I was up late one night, and then I heard it. I was like, oh man, I sang it. It brought back memories when I was younger. So I woke up the next day, and I just said, you know what? Let me just work on it, because it kept bothering me. I said, well, let me just work on it, and that's the end results of it, man. I went in there. I listened to Frank and chopped it up, and I was like, okay, cool. I said, all right, I'm going to put something to this, man. You know, I want to bring New York, like, cause New York back, because, you know, we kind of fell off a little bit to that trap music and all this stuff going on. I want to bring some, you know, Jay-Z did it his way, but I want to do it my way.
No, you definitely did. It's crazy. It's crazy. All right, Dons and Divas. We about to get into this production by Angelic Voices, New York City, Harlem. It's crazy.
Yes,
and when you hear it, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. This is Rich Money, Angelic Voices, and Tice on the scene. This is called New York City, Harlem, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Come true. New York.
New York.
Psychedelic Voices.
Yes,
that
sir,
right
yes, sir.
There.
That's my song right there. That's
crazy.
My song right there.
That is crazy right there. That is crazy right there.
Yeah,
I don't know how long it took you to do it, but that track is crazy. That would actually take me, like, if I was the producer, I ain't going to lie, and I was into something like that, would actually take me, like, a good week or two to sit there and format that whole thing the way
right.
you did it. How did you go about doing that?
Well, like I said, it came, when I formatted it, you know, like I said, I have to hear the song first, and then everything else will follow through. The way I formatted is, you know, I was really thinking about, you know, who I can imagine on that song. So I kind of formatted to like I hear Fab on that. For some reason, I hear Fab.
Uh-huh.
Or Jadakiss. I hear one of them two on it, you know.
Yeah, and I could definitely hear Jadakiss on that.
That track
maybe
is
even
crazy.
Kanye.
It's crazy. I told you
yeah,
that when I first
Kanye,
heard it.
Oh, no. yeah, you
that
bad,
track
man.
Is crazy.
That's just a tag, brother, what I got in the stash, bro. All
right. Now, if you could work to produce with any artist, who would it be?
Let me see. On the producer side, I would love to work with Ryan Leslie, Pharrell, Will I Am. I love those three dudes there, man.
Yeah,
they inspire me up today. You know, they great producers, man. And now as well as like artists, I would have to say Rihanna. I would have to say Beyonce. Except Michelle, Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, just to name a few. Now, on the male side, I definitely pick Chris Brown. I think Chris Brown got something, like, he just got something with him, a spark with him, man. Like, I can see 20 years from now still, like, going crazy on stage.
You know?
But
you know what's good about that? Because everybody always say Jay-Z. And I'm glad that you just mentioned the R&B, you know. You mentioned the R&B scene because everybody wants to be with Jay-Z, which is not a bad thing because Jay-Z is the hottest thing out right now. You know, but it's just the fact that, you know, even Jay-Z needs a break sometimes from everybody saying his name. You know what I mean? And it's the fact that you're like, all right, you know, such and such, Chris Brown. I'm like, oh, all right. You know, and that's the good thing about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
well,
everybody
you know
just
my
like...
real...
Go ahead.
You know what my real goal is, though? My real goal is to work with my favorite group in the world, and that's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
They is the reason why Angelic Voices exist right now, seriously. Their music really inspired me. You know, and I know everything about them, so it'll be an honor to work with them. And everybody that knows me knows that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows? You might get your chance one day. You never know.
Man, I met them one day, and I couldn't talk, man.
When he get that chance, just let me stand there and hum a few bars. Okay, let me stand beside them and hum a few bars. Let me stand beside Birdie and White and hum a few bars.
You never know. GQ College is where dreams come true. You never know.
Okay, connect and
exactly.
You never
know. Okay.
But I really want to thank y'all for joining us tonight. What I want y'all to do for me right now is both of y'all, let our listeners and them know exactly how they can hear your tracks and everything, Angelic Voices, and still entice because, you know, your voice is so beautiful and everything. They still got to know about you and everything.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure they do, but I want y'all to give both of y'all information and everything.
Okay. Well, you can reach me on Angelic Voices Music on Facebook. That's my like page. You can like my page, and you can go on there, and you can hear everything that me and Tice doing, and as far as instrumentals of my beats, you can go on there.
You can go on my Reverb Nation, which is Angelic Voices Music. I'm actually number 34 in New York right now. That's just with music, producing, and snippets of what me and Tice is doing. And you can hit me up on Twitter, which is Angelic Sounds. Hit me up on Twitter. And that's basically it.
And for me, you can also go to my like page on Facebook, which is Entice You. You can also hit me up on or check out my music, AV and I's music on Reverb Nation, which is also Entice. I also have my own website, www.enticeyou.com. I'm also on Twitter under Always Enticing. Did I get everything? I think I said everything. Oh, and Entice You on my page. I think I'm on my page. And right now my material is number one in Pittsburgh, and it's number two in Florida. So, yeah, we making it happen. We making it happen.
No doubt. And like I always say, we definitely going to try to push y'all a little further out there. You know what I mean? To do what we can do to get y'all out there a little faster. You know,
it's coming.
Y'all definitely
it's coming.
Got what
we'll
it
have
takes.
Another
it's coming.
Exclusive
coming,
soon.
Man.
It's coming. We will have a big announcement pretty soon, and you'll get the exclusive.
I have a big announcement for right now.
Oh, no doubt. And like I said, y'all always welcome. You know?
Yes.
Not, it's never a problem. Do y'all have any shout-outs y'all want to give?
I want to give shout-out to my mom, man. So, surprisingly, it's that, man. You know, I definitely want to shout out to all the people that's been in my corner for all these years and stuff like that. All my Facebook, you know, Twitter friends and everybody out there that's supporting Angelic Voices Music. Don't worry, I won't let y'all down, man. We coming hard body for 2012, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be something that the world ain't even seen, I'm telling you. It's gonna be
I can believe that. No question about it. No question about it. And Tyce, you want to give some shout-outs?
Well, I want to give my shout-outs to my friends, my family, everybody from Pittsburgh to Georgia to Florida, all over the place. To AV, of course, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be where we're at right now, and pushing further. So yeah. I'm really, really excited, about what the future holds for us. And more importantly, I would love to give a shout-out to my mom as well, who just turned 65 on the 13th.
Uh-huh.
And to
happy
my fans.
Birthday, Mom.
Thank you. And
well,
to my
I
fans.
I
want
to shout-out to you, G.
Yeah,
no
of
doubt.
Course, you as well.
We want to shout-out to G.Q. Palace. I want to shout-out to G.Q. Palace.
Good looking.
Dad,
like I said, y'all welcome anytime. I'm going to definitely keep in touch. You know, when things come up, I'm going to holler at y'all and let y'all know because things
do.
Are definitely going to come up.
Yeah, please do. Like I said, we have a big, huge announcement that we're going to be making, and we would love to do it on your show.
Not a problem. All y'all got to do is call Rich.
All right.
Y'all got the executive producer number, Lavina. I think y'all got team number. It's some more new people that we got. We got to spread their numbers around. And it's all love. We got Anita Cheek with us now. We got Clint Bentley with us now. So we got people with us now that's definitely, looking forward to it.
Oh, wait a minute. Before we go, one more shout out. Sandy Hill. Oh, my goodness. We forgot about Sandy.
We got to give a shout out to our manager,
our manager, Sandy Hill. And Elwood.
Elwood Leggett, man. I definitely got a shout out to my man, Elwood Leggett, man. He put this all together, man. He put this all together.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Put this all together.
Wow.
Man.
And that's a good thing, too, that y'all got people behind y'all like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And our manager is a powerhouse. We're so proud of her. We love her.
Yeah.
So shout out to you, Sandy. We love you.
I definitely want to thank y'all once again for taking the time out to join GQ Palace.
All right.
All right.
right, Dons and Divas, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank Asia Cartwright
with the GQ General Question. I want to thank Dollar Rise. Look out for his single, Big Money. Like I said, he's taking hip-hop to another level. I want to thank Angelic Voices and Ann Tice. Check out how they doing things and what's going on with them. Check out Angelic Voices Production. Check out Ann Tice. Her material is going down. They definitely killing it in the industry. I want to thank you, the listeners, the callers, and most of all, I want to thank the man up above. Don't forget, it's going down tonight at the Paradise Theater, Swagger Like Us, Mink and Boost event. GQ Palace will be in the building. If you want to check out the archives, go to blogtalkradio.com, punch in GQ Palace, follow us on the link, and also push like. I'm Rich Money. Have a safe and blessed weekend. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment, where dreams come true. It's butter, baby.
Stop a body. Yeah. Once that button get pushed,
this is a warning.
Yeah.